kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Hi, Paige. This is Delilah. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was just calling to tell you that my mom is probably the best person in my life.
What's your mama's name, Paige?
Sherry.
And how old are you?
I am 16.
And at 16, you're saying mom's the best person in your life?
Yeah, we actually had all of our trouble in middle school, and then everything kind of cooled down, and now we're all happy for the most part.
Wow, at 16, I couldn't stand my mom. I was so mean to her.
Yeah, that was me at like 14.
So you just entered earlier and exited earlier, because mine was like from 14 to, 28.
Well, my mom's pretty fair in everything that she does. You know, I mean, I understand all of her rules, and the ones I don't understand, we just talk about them, and usually it's all figured out. So she's pretty lenient with me.
Wow. Yeah. My mom might have been pretty fair and pretty lenient and pretty nice, but I was pretty bratty teenager. Yeah. Well, let me find a song for your mama, Paige. Thank you for calling, and I'm glad you're such a responsible young lady.
Thanks.
Do you have a song?
Yeah, I do, actually. Could I listen to Drops of Jupiter?
I'll play it for you.
Thank you so much, Delilah.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way?
Together, standing strong forever. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Miss C. She says, I've been listening to your, that's important that you note that, and you'll see why in a minute. I've been listening to your show for more than 16 years, and I've tried to call you so many times unsuccessfully. My husband of 7 years passed away more than a year ago. Many people have supported me through the loss, but one close friend of my husband's has been very consistent. He's asked how long it will take for me to mourn in my faith or my tradition. I'm nervous when he asks these kinds of questions, and I think it shows his intentions to want to be with me. His wife passed away more than 20 years, and he has never remarried. Delilah, since my husband passed away, I still have so many memories, so many flashbacks of our lives together. I still love him, and I feel like I might be betraying our life together by having feelings for someone else. Do you think 1 year after losing a spouse is enough time to grieve before giving your heart to another? I'm so confused, and I feel so alone. Thank you for all that you do, from Ms. C. Ms. C, I will have my words for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST. Hey, business owners. Only you know who you need to best keep things moving, but that doesn't mean you have to find candidates all on your own. You need Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. With Indeed's virtual interview tool, you can seamlessly schedule and conduct interviews right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Easy Cater presents, We've Got Your Back, Up Singers.
Backing you up.
So I order food on Easy Cater for a meeting with a new client in Jackson.
Gotta feed clients in Jackson.
On my way to the airport, it hits me. The client is actually in Jacksonville.
Feed clients in Jacksonville.
Oopsies. So I call Easy Cater. Nina picks up right away.
Gotta fix it for ya.
She called me right back and said, you're all set.
Nina fix the Jackson accident.
Jacksident? Easy Cater has your back with 24/7 support. Order at EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Who's helping our homeless veterans and our nation to never forget 9/11? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. More than 95 cents of every dollar donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
KZST.
Sweat.
How do you feel?
and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. So how do you feel? I'm lonely. How do you feel? Can't think at all. What are you gonna do? Gonna live.
I'm a teacher, and I can't believe it happened to me.
I'm a lawyer, and I was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
If you've been listening for a while, then you already know what KZST is all about. You're going to hear the biggest variety of music, and you're going to hear about the good things in life. Because KZST is all about Sonoma County, and KZST is all about you.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a woman who has been a widow for over a year, and she's saying, how much time must pass before you open your heart again? Honey, that's a question only you can answer. To open your heart again or try to have a relationship again, if you are still in the depth and the throes of mourning, would be unkind. It would be unkind to the man who's showing an interest in you. Has nothing to do with traditions or religion. It has to do with your heart. If your heart still belongs to your late husband, the fact that he has passed isn't going to change that. So you cannot give it to another man if it is still tied up with your late husband. And there is no way to hurry up that grieving process. It's something that just takes time. However, if you have feelings for this other man and you feel like you are ready to love again, there's no law, no rule, nothing that says, oh, a year is too short, too soon, or 10 years is too long. It's up to you and God. If you have feelings for this man and you feel like you might be ready to begin tiptoeing back into another relationship, that's between you and God and this man that's showing an interest in you. So there's no set rule. There's no answer except pray and see where your heart leads you. Good luck and God bless you.
I'ma let you go so I